Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest.
And the Moose.
And we're here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast. We're covering Serie A games Brazil for the 4th to the 7th of July 2024. What have we got lined up, Moose?
Yeah, we've got four games from the current game round and then 10 matches in the upcoming round. And we're starting with Grêmio Palmeiras tonight. Then we have Bahia at home to Juventude, Corinthians at home to Vitória, Fluminense at home to Internacional. And then next game round, we're covering Flamengo versus Cuiabá, São Paulo versus Bragantino, Cruzeiro versus Corinthians, Juventude at home to Grêmio, Fluminense visiting Fortaleza, Internacional at home to Vasco da Gama, Vitória at home to Criciúma, Palmeiras at home to Bahia, Atlético Goiás at home to Atlético PR, Botafogo at home to Atlético Mineiro to cap off the round.
Good, well done. You can see all the details for these matches that we're going to discuss in this podcast on the website footballpredictions.net, along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world.
Yeah, and on our website, it shows you where to watch the games and local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers.
Yeah, and if you look in the description of this podcast episode, you'll find direct clickable links, so you can just tap on them and it'll open up the matches that we're about to discuss in more detail. And if you do like our podcast, we should ask for this more often probably, please do give us a like, because it gives us the motivation to keep producing them. And yeah, for the live streaming stuff that we're going to talk about on here, geolocation and live streaming rules do apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Okay, let's get straight into it with the upcoming matches. Grêmio versus Palmeiras. This one's on Thursday, the 4th of July in the UK at 2300, 11 p.m. And you can stream it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. And yeah, Grêmio last time out had a much needed win against Fluminense. And guess what? It was 1-0. We predicted 1-0, didn't we, for that game?
We called that game 1-0 indeed. Prior to that, Grêmio had been in not so great form, although they picked up a point at Goiás, which once then kind of playing a little bit into this 1-0 win. But yeah, we had a correct score on that one. So that was really a great result. And Palmeiras on Tuesday traveled. Oh, sorry, they didn't travel. They were at home to Corinthians. We had a 3-0 win. They beat them 2-0. So yeah,
we predicted 3-0. Yes, very good.
Yeah. So we had some good predictions on these two teams. But yeah, Palmeiras is sitting nicely there at the top, 4 points behind Flamengo with one game in hand before traveling to Grêmio for this particular game.
Yeah. And so Palmeiras traveling, obviously, over to Grêmio. And it's it could be quite a tight game, this one, in terms of goal scoring, we think. Grêmio, as we know, did win their previous game 1-0, as we predicted exactly. But Palmeiras really are in quite good form, aren't they?
In very good form.
Apart from the one blip they've had.
I knew you were going to probably mention that. But look, nine matches, seven wins. Yeah, they did lose their last away game at Fortaleza, but they are really the informed team in the Brazil Serie A at the moment. And don't forget that Grêmio, it was a great call that we had on Fluminense with that 1-0 win. But actually, prior to that game, they'd lost 6 out of 7 games. So they've not been terribly good this season. And we actually think that although they did pick up 3 points from Fluminense and a draw at Goiás, they're going to really struggle at home to Palmeiras. And like you say, and narrow games for Grêmio, if you look at their results, 1-0, 1-1, 1-0 defeat to Internacional, 1-0 at Fortaleza. So they don't, when they lose, they don't lose much. When they don't win much. And we think it's going to be a quite similar outcome in this game.
Yeah. I mean, they beat Fluminense, but Fluminense are bottom, aren't they? And they're the worst team in the league, probably by distance. The goal difference for Gremio is only -4. They're not going that badly to when they do lose. It's usually fairly narrow, isn't it? And it's 1-0s, and in fact, a lot of 1-0s or 2-1s that they end up losing by. So not terrible. But 1-0 probably, you know, shows they're a defensive team, right? They like to counter a bit. It kind of, in our thinking, figures that way. And we believe that Palmeiras, even though they're the visitors, you know, will come out with the win, as we kind of expected. But they'll make it tough, Gremio. So we think it'll be a 1-0 win for the away team. Palmeiras will come away with that one.
It seems like a likely outcome for this game. Gremio scored only 8 goals all season in 11 games. And if you look at Palmeiras, clean sheets in 54% of their matches. So a narrow 1-0 win.
Yeah, if you did go for that 1-0, I think the bookies are thinking like us. You only get 7, odds of 7, so 6-1. So it's not huge for a correct score, is it? But you might be a little bit better off with either the full-time prediction or the under 2.5. In fact, the Palmeiras to win is pretty good odds for the full-time prediction. Palmeiras to win 2.25 over at Bet365. And that's the best odds we could find on that one as well.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, but if you did go opt for the under 2.5, which is also probably even more likely, 1.65 odds. So I think I'd probably go for the Palmeiras win personally for that one. But yeah, see what you think yourself on that one. Let's move on to Bahia, who hosts Juventude. This one is on Thursday, and it's the 4th of July today at 11 p.m. And you can stream it live on Bet365 if you're outside of Brazil, of course. This one is tricky, we think, because if you look at Bahia, they, even though we did predict them to lose at São Paulo, and in fact, we're quite good at predicting their results, to be honest. I think we predicted every one of their last 6 correctly, as in the result, including at least one correct score. But like the nice one there was we predicted that 2-2. We predicted a draw at Criciúma, which was a draw. It was 2-2 in the end. But so we're good at predicting them. We've had good record similarly with Juventude in terms of getting most of their scores pretty good or close.
Well, especially their away games. We predicted the last 3 away defeats.
Yeah.
At Fortaleza, Palmeiras, and Red Bull Bragantino. And they're going to go into this Bahia game. And both teams are a little bit home and away. If we look at Juventude, they've not won away from home yet. They lost the last 3 away games in a row. But at home, they've not lost. So the tale of the home and away. And Bahia, kind of similar. At home, they won all their games this season, all 6. But away from home, they've only won 1. So it almost is pulling us. It's pulling us in a very specific direction, this one.
Yeah, and Bahia do have a superior goal difference this season, don't they? By 5 goals or so over Juventude. We believe at home they should be able to come away with the win. We don't think it'll be easy for them, as in, you know, it won't be like a 4-0 or anything like that. But we have gone for a 2-0 win. We've actually, we're predicting a 2-0 Bahia win for this one. If they did win 2-0, your odds on that are only 6.5 in decimal over at Bet365. If you went for what we're tipping, which is under 2.5 goals in this game, you actually get not bad odds, 1.73. So a 2-0 win or a 1-0 win would get you 1.73 to return. But a Bahia win, 1.53. So that's kind of getting towards very likely, we think, and so do the bookies. So yeah, let's see where that one ends up at full time. We think 2-0. Should we move on to the next game, which is Corinthians, who are at home to Vitória. This one's on at midnight for us on Friday, 5th of July. And you can watch it on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. Corinthians, bit of a sad tale, although we're quite good at predicting their results as well. We predicted they would lose 3-0 to Palmeiras in the last game. They lost 2-0, so fairly good. Beyond that, we had a couple of both teams to score in the previous 2 before that. And before that, when they went to Internacional, we predicted a 1-0. The score was 1-0. We love that. Before that, we predicted a 1-1, both teams to score draw at Sao Paulo. It was a 2-2, both teams to score draw. I'm really blowing the trumpet here. And before that, we predicted them to draw with Atletico Goiás in a both teams to score draw. And it was a both teams to score 2-2 draw. So
yeah,
that's good. But it gets better, doesn't it? Tell us about Vitória.
It does, because one of the few correct scores, or quite a few correct scores that we've had of late in the Brazil Serie A, was Vitória at home to Atletico PR. We had a 1-0 narrow away win for Atletico PR in that game last Sunday, and yeah, Vitória lost 1-0. So we're looking quite good on these two teams. It also has to be said that, albeit Vitória won Fluminense, which was, yeah, Fluminense, we know, not in great form, but previous away game, a defeat at Bragantino 2-1, we had 3-1. So yeah, on Vitória, we're definitely getting there on the tips. And like you said, on Corinthians, without blowing our own trumpets, also been looking very solid on the goals markets and some of the outcomes. But yeah, going into this game, Corinthians really need a win. Yeah. They've only won one game all season.
They have. They've been getting close, though, haven't they? Yeah. So many frustrating draws, home and away. I mean, in fact, in the last six, I know they've lost two games, but they've also drawn four of those. So
yeah,
they're moving closer, and they're at home.
And at home, it has to be said, they've only lost one game all season at home. It was to Botafogo, who we know is a top team, one of the best teams in the Serie A this season. They only lost that 1-1-0. And when they played Fluminense, their only win, also a team in the bottom, like obviously they sit below them, but it's a team, Vitória, I'm not saying Vitória is as similar, they're probably a little bit stronger than Fluminense, but it's a team that Corinthians really need to beat in order to keep in touch with at least the teams outside of that relegation.
Well, you know what? Speaking of that, if the Corinthians do beat Vitória, they actually go above them, because they are on 9 points. I know they're 19th, but they're on 9 points. Vitória on 12, but they've got exactly the same goal difference, -6. So yeah, we could see a shift, and we think that's going to happen, don't we? At home, at Corinthians.
Yeah, we think Corinthians is going to pick up here, and they're going to pick up a 3-1 win. We're going to go with a 3-1 win, so a high scoring home win for the home team in this game.
And our tip for that is actually both teams to score. You can pick that one up if you're going to take a bet on it at 2.05 decimal odds. If you're thinking that Corinthians might actually win it, it's actually only 1.83. So yeah, they're the more favoured team, actually, the favourites to win this game, Corinthians, at 1.83 on Bet365 as well. If you were thinking Vitória to win, would you believe they're out at 4.75, which is pretty massive, really, isn't it? Yeah. So that's worth considering. But we think actually that it's going to be a 3-1 win to the home team. If you did select that, bearing in mind our good last prediction for a correct score, 17 is the 3-1 odds at Bet365. So let's see how that one plays out. Shall we move on to the next game, which could be a bit of a sad story, Fluminense. I say it could be a sad story, but we'll come to that in a minute.
Yeah.
They are hosting Internacional, and it's on Friday, 5th of July, midnight for us. Stream it live on Bet365. If you're new to them, you can use the bonus code FP365. Fluminense, Serie A. There's a lot of 1-0s, and they've lost them all. Home, away, they lost to Cruzeiro 2-0. They lost to Atletico Goiás 2-1. Is there hope for them, do you think, Fluminense? Are they capable of turning things around here?
Well, we seem to be quite good at picking up on the teams that need to kind of turn their season around a little bit.
Yeah.
And we have probably another example here. Fluminense, yes, they're actually in terrible form. They've only scored one goal in the last six, lost all six. And we predicted them to go down 1-0 at Grêmio in the last one, and they lost that 1-1-0. On the opposite side, though, Internacional, not in great form. Well, the mixed bag, let's say it like that. a draw, a loss, a win. The last two wins have come against Gremio and Corinthians, who also kind of sit at the bottom of the table. And yeah, going into this Fluminense game, you would, you'd probably think that we might be looking at something similar. But we actually do think that Fluminense is going to turn their season around a little bit in this game.
Yeah, and let's back this up with some stats as well. So they're at home, Fluminense, in this game.
Yeah.
The home form, played 7, won 1. Okay, it's the only game they have won. But the other 6, they've drawn 3 and lost 3. Okay, and they've scored 8 and they've conceded 10. Minus 2 goal difference, not that bad. But compare that with their away form, which is terrible. Played 6, won none, drawn none, lost 6. So if they're going to win, it's going to be at home, you would think.
Yeah.
So if you take all that into consideration, we've gone for Fluminense, very narrow 1-0 win. They've been getting closer. Like I said, they've only lost their last 3 games by the solitary goal. 1-0 in the last 3 games. We think it's time at home.
Sorry, Jesse, we actually have a 2-1 prediction in this one.
We do.
But you were right on the narrow home win.
Yes. We have got a 2-1 indeed. Sorry about that, everyone.
But I'll tell you why we've gone for 2-1 as well, because Fluminense all season has not kept a clean sheet yet. So they have a 0% on their clean sheet. So, but we do think a narrow home win.
Okay. And now going into that, let's have a look at some of the odds based around what you just said. The correct score prediction, 2-1, you can get 11. So 10-1 in fractional and decimal, it's 11. If you are looking for... are both teams to score prediction, 2.05 odds in decimal, which is what, like you just mentioned, we are actually looking at here. And if you just thought Fluminense to win, 2.63, not bad. I guess that's considering that they haven't had many of them, just the one for the whole season. But we think it'll happen. Just let's see how it goes. Could be quite an exciting game as well.
Yeah.
Let's go on to Flamengo versus Cuiabá. That one's on 1 a.m. for us on Sunday morning, 7th of July. You can stream it live on Bet365, and you can use the bonus code FP365 when you do that, and you'll be able to watch it subscription-free, which is a great thing to be able to do if you're outside of Brazil, of course. Flamengo. They have had a pretty good run, haven't they, of late? They've got 4 wins out of their last 5 in Serie A.
Yeah, gone top as well. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The only loss they had was against Juventus, and that was away by a narrow 2-1 result. So, yeah, they the Flamengo, who's flying, Flamengo. And by contrast, Cuiabá, how are you summarising their form at the minute? Not brilliant at all.
I mean, they haven't got a win in 4 games now. The last win was a surprise 1-0 win at São Paulo. Prior to that, they had that 5-0 win against Fortaleza with the 5
goals.
Yeah,
they kind of came up for a few couple of
games. Out of nowhere, but they seem to kind of be. Yeah, they seem to kind of be back to them old selves here, where struggling to score goals, only scored 3 goals in the last 5 matches.
Yeah.
Although they have only lost one, yeah. It has to be said, though. They have only lost one, but it was their most recent game, and it was at home to Botafogo. And we predicted that we had Botafogo to win 1-0 in that game. They lost 2-1. Sorry, Botafogo 1-2-1. But yeah, Botafogo, a very similar strength side to Flamengo. And looking at Flamengo at home, considering also where Cuiabá is in the league table, I think a lot is talking for a home win here. And if we look at the 5 home wins that Flamengo has had, I'm just going to read out the results, because it's 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-0, and 2-1. The only home defeat was to Botafogo, which we know is a strong team as well. But yeah, going with the theme 2, we are going to go with that here as well. I mean, it's going to be very hard to see how Cuiabá is getting anything from this game. And we're going to go with a Flamengo home win of 2-0.
Yeah, we think they'll stay top, Flamengo. And regarding the odds for that, I mean, our odds on, they're 1.36 in terms of the odds, if you want to go for a Flamingo win. Under 2.5, okay, is slightly better than that. 1.85 odds for under 2.5, yep. which is our tip, by the way. But if you did go for the correct score, you only actually get 6. So 5-1 for a 2-0. Yeah, I think I'd be sticking to the... to be honest with you, just the Flamengo win for the easiest one, and we'll expect them to carry on their winning ways. Also, you know, by the way, if you are listening to this from outside of the UK, we talk about it's on Bet365, but we've also got the listings of all the different countries where you can watch all these games. So, for example, in Brazil, you can watch it on Zapping, Claro TV, Amazon Prime Video. In Canada, you can also watch it on Bet365, you can watch it on Canal 11 in Portugal, and you can just see all the countries there if you go onto our website. Anyways, let's move on, shall we, to the next game, which is Sao Paulo hosting Red Bull Bragantino Sunday, 7th of July at 1 a.m. for us in the UK. You can stream it again on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365, and Sao Paulo have come back into good form in 3 games in a row where they've won. Including a very good win against Atletico PR in their last outing away. They won that 2-1 and just got over the line. But before that, they had a game where they thrashed Bahia 3-1. And, they kind of needed to come back a bit, I think. Bragantino, on the other hand, a really win-loss-draw kind of team, aren't they, at the minute?
Yeah, very unpredictable. But if we look at the last 3 away games, and again, we don't want to blow our own trumpet here, but let's just listen to the predictions.
Well, you say they're unpredictable.
That was very contradiction. Like that was contradictionary, because actually, if we look at our predictions, away from home at Cuiabá, we had 1-1. It ended 1-1. At Botafogo, we said Bragantino gonna lose 2-1. They lost 2-1. And at Palmeiras, we said that Bragantino is going to lose 2-1, and they lost 2-1. Now, for the home games, we've not had it spot on for the correct score, but we have actually predicted the last 3 home wins of Red Bull Bragantino. So if there is any team here where we can probably say we are extremely spot on with the predictions,
it's actually a bit better
Bragantino.
Than that. Because don't forget, Bragantino, we predicted last time they would win 2-0. They won 3-1. So,
yeah.
But before that, we thought they'd beat Vitória 3-1. They won 2-1, so you would have had both teams to score in that one, as well as the result, as well as both teams to score and win, as well as over 2.5. And before that, we had them beating Juventus 2-0. They won 2-1. So pretty good. Yeah. Okay. Enough trumpet blowing for the minute.
Well, exactly. Very solid. If we look at Sao Paulo in the last couple of games, they've conceded they've conceded in the last 6, but they've won the last 3, 2-1 at Atletico PR, and then the last 2 home games, 3-1 at home to Bahia, 2-1 to Criciúma. And we think it's going to be a very, very similar result in this game. Going on our predictions, I think we're quite confident about this one. Sao Paulo is sitting sort of moving towards the top of the table, looking in good form, and we're going to go with a 2-1 win for Sao Paulo.
Yeah, and if you think about that scoreline, 2-1, it's a feature in both these teams. In fact, in the last 3 games that Sao Paulo have played, there have been 2-2-1s, and the other one was a 3-1. And in the games that Red Bull Bragantino have played, there were 4-2-1s in a row up until the last couple of games. And the other ones were 3-1 and 1-1. So, 2-1 seems to be something that could be, if you're going to go for a correct score on this one, 2-1 odds are 9. So,
that sounds
see how that goes. It's tricky. Yeah. Correct scores are tricky, but 9 is not too bad. But in terms of the other ones, the other markets, you can get 2 for, as in decimal, for both teams to score. Now, I think that's probably the best bet, and that's what we've tipped here. Both teams to score at 2. If you did go for the Sao Paulo win, it's 1.85. So, maybe stick to the both teams to score in this case. So let's see how that one goes, and let's move on now to the next game, which we've got featured, which is Cruzeiro, who host Corinthians It's Sunday, 7th of July at 8 p.m. So it's a watchable one in the UK. Bet365 got it streamed. Use the bonus code FP365 and you can watch that subscription free. Yeah, and for nothing really if you've got something deposited in your account or have had a bet in the last 24 hours. Anyways, couple of games for Cruzeiro have been not great, really, have they?
They've not been great, but we have predicted them. I mean, we had under 2.5, no both teams to score in Cruzeiro. We did say it was going to end 0-0, but they lost 1-0. Prior to that, we had all the outcomes correct for Cruzeiro in terms of the previous five games to that, with kind of losing their away games to Flamengo in both teams to score games, and they lost 2-1 and 4-1, and we had over 2.5 in those two as well. And then to win the two home games against PR and Fluminense, the Fluminense game, they won 2-0, we had 1-0, and then at Vasco da Gama, we had predicted the draw, board draw, 0-0. Now, Cruzeiro is very much a home and an away team at home. They've won all their games this season, and they're going to play a Corinthians team here who we covered them a little bit earlier in the podcast against Vitória at home. But when Corinthians are traveling, they've not won a single game away from home yet this season. In fact, they've only won that one game against Fluminense. And I think we can already hear in what direction we're going here.
Yeah, exactly. There's only one result we think is going to happen here. Cruzeiro are going to grab the win. If you did go on that, you got 1.67 odds. But actually, we think both teams will score here, which is our tip. And you get that for 2.1 odds in decimal. We've gone for a 2-1 home win. And for the correct score on that, by the way, it's 9, which isn't a bad shout, I think. So, you know, Corinthians really not doing well. They haven't won a game against Cruzeiro in the previous five matches in the league. And, they haven't won away from home in the last 7 league games. So, Cruzeiro for us. And let's see how that one goes. Moving on, Juventude versus Gremio, Sunday, 7th of July, 8 p.m. in the UK. Bet365 are streaming that one as well. Watch that using the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them, and just deposit one unit of currency, e.g. a quid, and you can watch that for nothing. Don't even have, you can just take your money back afterwards if you want to. Don't even have to place a bet, which is great. Juventude lost last time out, which we predicted, won the previous game before that, lost the one before that, won the one before that, lost the one before that. It's win, loss, win, loss, win, loss.
It is, and look, it's the tale of home and away as well, right? Losing away from home and winning at home. At home, they've won 4, drawn 2, lost none this season. And they're playing a Gremio team who, up until that Fluminense win, had lost 6 out of 7. Now, don't forget, we do have these two teams covered early in the podcast because they are playing a game. Each of them is playing a game prior to this. However, Gremio has a really tricky one at home to Palmeiras, and they're then going to go on a very tricky away trip to Juventude. Gremio, they've not won away from home all season. They did pick up a point at Atlético Goiás, but apart from that, narrow losses for Gremio. They've only lost by one goal, either 1-0 or 2-1.
Well, but also Juventude have not lost a game at home all season. Yeah. They've played 6, won 4, drawn 2.
Yeah.
And have got a really good goal difference of +6 at home. So, yeah, they're a home team, aren't they? They like it. And that goes in line with what we are thinking here, doesn't it?
It really does. So we're going to go with a Juventude home win of 2-1. We do think that Gremio is going to get a goal because Juventude, if we look at their results of late, even though they have kept a few clean sheets at home, they do have that tendency to concede. And we do think that Gremio is going to grab a goal. So 2-1 for Juventude's prediction.
Yeah, and Juventude, again, don't forget, 2-1 has featured in 3 out of the last 6 score lines and 2 out of the last 6 score lines for Gremio. So, yeah, we think 2-1. If you did go for that, you get odds of 10 or 9-1. And That's pretty high, I think. If you did go for the both teams to score, which we are predicting as our tip, you get two. But if you want Juven Tula to win, which is probably the most likely, actually, I'd use that one, 2.35. Pretty good odds, really.
That sounds like a really good odds.
Considering those records, home and away, yeah.
Yeah.
And moving on, we've got Fortaleza, and they are hosting Fluminense. This kicks off on Sunday, the 7th of July, 8 p.m. in the UK time zone. Bet365 have that on the live stream. And, this one's looking a little bit one-sided as well. Fluminense, as we know, not performed particularly well.
No, they kind of rooted at the bottom. Got not a very good defense either in the league. And yeah, although we covered Fluminense earlier, we actually think they're going to pick up a home win in the meantime. But on their travels, it's a sad story for Fluminense. They lost all of their away games this season, and it's going to be very, very hard to see them picking up anything from Fortaleza as well, who at home have not lost all season. They started there with three home draws, actually, all 1-1, but their last four matches they've won, and against kind of opposition, against some decent opposition as well. They beat Palmeiras 3-0.
Unbeaten at home. I mean, this one should be a fairly straightforward prediction, as in terms of the win. Fortaleza to win, 1.8 odds you can get for that. Incredibly, under 2.5 goals is not as good odds, 1.65.
Okay.
But if you did go for that correct score prediction that we've got of 2-0 in this game, you get 7.5 in decimal. So, yeah, I guess take your pick on that one. But I think Fortaleza to win is got to be the standout one in terms of value. So we go on to Internacional against Vasco. That one's on Sunday as well, 7th of July, 10 p.m. in the UK. Bet365 have it. You can live stream it. Use the bonus code FP365. This is a bit of a trickier one, you know, this game, because there's lots of mixed bag kind of results coming out of both these camps, aren't there?
There is, but there is still an overall theme to at least one of these sides, which is Vasco da Gama away from home have lost all of their matches. So they are really struggling on the road. But we have predicted them quite well of late. We, even though it's been, like you said, it's been a mixed bag of results. But at Vasco da Gama, they played the Fortaleza last night, and they beat them 1-0. No, sorry, we had 1-0, and they beat them 2-0, so a win 2-0. Botafogo last time out, tricky game for Vasco. They drew 1-1, and we predicted 1-1. But then in the last home away game, they lost at Bahia 2-1, and we had them to lose 2-0 in that one. So yeah, we've actually been pretty good on Vasco of late. But they're playing an international.
We picked up that 0-0 exact correct score as well, didn't we, against Cruzeiro a couple of weeks back. So not too shabby on those. So regarding the outcome of this one, it's probably pretty likely, don't we, for an international home win?
Yeah,
they've only lost once, haven't they, all season at home?
With Vasco conceding pretty much two goals on average every away game, to go to international and force a result is going to be very hard. And Internacional, they might sit a little bit. They look like they're sitting mid-table, but they actually played 2 to 3 games less than their opposition. And the table probably is lying a little bit when it comes to the strength of this side. So, yeah, we're going to actually go with a 3-1, quite a convincing home win for Internacional. We think Vasco will get a goal, but we're going with a 3-1 home win.
Yeah, if they do get that goal, it would make it interesting regarding the odds. You can get 2.2 on both teams to score, which is actually our tip. We think there's good value in that one. But probably very likely Internacional, and you get odds of 1.53 on that. So, yeah, let's see how that goes. But tell you what, if it does end 3-1, the correct score odds are 15. Pretty tasty. But, you know, less likely than the others by far, I think. Let's look at now Vitória, who host Criciúma on Sunday, the 7th of July. We can watch that one at 10:30 in the UK on Bet365 again. Live stream it from them. Use the bonus code FP365 or just use the links on our website. And yeah, you can tell this is going to should be a close one, just because of the tight score lines of both of these teams in recent weeks, and also their form. It's kind of patchy on both sides, isn't it? Victoria have lost two out of the last three, but they've also won three out of their last five.
Yeah, I mean, we were bang on last week with Atletico PR beating Victoria 1-0 at Victoria, but we didn't foresee the win at Fluminense there. We actually thought that Fluminense was going to pick up a rare win against Victoria, but Victoria went and beat them. But at Bragantino, we had 3-1 and then the 2-1 to Bragantino in that game. So yeah, we've been looking quite good on the predictions. If we look at Chris Yuma, what we've gone for with them has actually been quite sort of fairly boring games, under games. And yeah, the most recent results suggest that 1-0 win at home to Cruzeiro, 1-1 at home to Internacional. And then they had a series of 2-1 results, some wins and a defeat at São Paulo. But yeah, at Vitória, we think that Chris Yuma will probably struggle a little bit.
Yeah, we do. Vitória have won of their three games they've won this season. They have won two of them at home. And it's a tight one. We think it'll be close, but we think Victoria will sneak it. And just by the one goal, we think they're going to win 1-0. Not sure about you, but we are looking at under 2.5 as the tip.
Yes.
1.8 you can get for this one. That's in line with our thinking regarding all their latest scores and the way they set up. Tell you what, though, if you did go for just Victoria to win, you get a slightly better odds of 2. So, let's see how that one plays out. And shall we move to the next game, which is Palmeiras versus Bahia.
Yes,
Sunday, indeed, yeah. 7th of July, half 10 out time again. But 365 have that one as well. They've got so many games on there. Use the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. And you can watch that for a subscription free. And Palmeiras are doing all right, aren't they?
Yeah, indeed. We predicted them to beat Corinthians 3-0 on Tuesday. They beat them 2-0. We actually thought that they were also going to Fortaleza and beating them, but they lost 3-0. However, apart from that, the matches previous to that, at least the four previous games, we predicted Palmeiras to win all of those, and they won all of those games. And we actually had a correct score in between on the Red Bull Bragantino game, a 2-1 win. But yeah, if we look at the home results there of the last six for Palmeiras, we predicted all of them correct in terms of the outcomes.
Yeah.
Now, Bahia as well, it has to be said, we've actually predicted of the last six all the outcomes. So the two away defeats, the three home wins, and then the away draw at Chris Yuma. So we've been looking really, really solid on these two teams. Huh. It has to be said, though.
No, I was saying, if you're gonna pick a correct score, this could be a good one. But having got all of the last 12 results combined of these two, the result probably should be the best one to look at, shouldn't it? And that is a home win, isn't it? Palmeiras, who they've done all right. They've only lost. They have lost more games away. They've lost one away and two at home. But we think coming up against Bahia that they'll grab the win pretty comfortably. What's the scoreline for this one, Bruce?
We've gone with a 3-1 home win for Palmeiras. It's a very similar scoreline to the last four home wins, which has ended 2-0, 3-1, 2-1, 2-0. So, but we're going to go with a 3-1. Bahia, has to be said, away from home, not the strongest. However, they have had both teams to score in all seven matches. So it's been both teams to score in all seven games. So they do manage to sneak a goal. And I would say like a both teams to score here, probably, and I like to do a combination, but a Palmeiras win and a both teams to score seems like a tempting.
Oh, yes. Tempting, nice one. Tempting. I haven't got the answer to that one on hand, but both teams to score itself is 1.95. Which is pretty healthy, actually, decimal odds, because the Palmeiras to win is only 1.5. They're both of those are from Bet365, those odds. So both teams to score and win. Let me just see if I can find that, because Okay, both teams to score and Palmeiras to win 3.4. So, not bad, is it?
Not bad.
Let's have a look now at Atletico Goiás, who host Atletico PR. And half 10 again on Sunday, 7th of July, kicks off in the UK time zone. And Bet365 have this one covered as well. Use the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. Difficult to predict, we think, this one. It's going to be very close. We've got some recent predictions with, mixed results, really, haven't we, for both of the teams?
This does look like a very, very tight game. If we look at both teams on either side, they've had three draws in the last six. Goiás, on
all,
the other
all
hand...
All 1-1s, yeah.
Goiás, on the other hand, they've not now won in five. They need to get a result. But similarly, also just one win in six for Atletico PR. So these are teams, they're not in great form. They're definitely not in great winning form. Goiás at home, we're talking about home and away teams in the Brazil Serie A. Now, Goiás has actually not won a single home game all season, but they have two draws from the last six going into this. If we look at Atletico PR, last time they were away from home, we predicted them to win 1-0 at Vitória, and they won that one 1-0. But apart from that, they had a great away win at the beginning of the season at away to Palmeiras, but again, they're not that great away from home. They've had a couple of 1-1s in their most recent away games as well. And I think going into this one, or what we think, taking everything into consideration, it's going to be a very close game, and it looks likely to be a draw.
Yeah, and actually, if you look at, if you accept the previous games for both of these teams, where there were 4 and 3 goals scored respectively in the match combined, under 2.5 is a feature, because in the five previous to that, all of the games for Goiás, the last three of them anyway, were under 2.5s and all draws. And for Atletico PR, if you exclude the last game, all of their previous five games under 2.5s, and three of them were draws. So that kind of features in our thinking. We have gone for under 2.5, 1-1, both teams to score, draw in this one. A draw you can get at 3.25 decimal odds, which isn't bad. Always good on a draw, which you've had a lot of them recently. 1.95 for the both teams to score prediction. And if you did go for the 1-1 draw, correct score, not sure I'd do this really, 6.5 is all you'll get for that. So I'm probably steer clear of that one. It's not very high at all, is it?
Yeah.
But that's what we've gone for, and that's what we'll stick to. Let's move on to the final one. Botafogo, who host Atletico Mineiro.
Yeah.
It's on at 12:30 in the morning on Monday, the 8th of July for us here in the UK. And this one can be streamed also on Bet365. Use the bonus code P365. The FP stands for football predictions, if you didn't know. And Botafogo, last time out, they had a good win, didn't they, against Cuiabá?
Yeah,
which we predicted.
We predicted that outcome. We had 1-0, it ended 2-1. But actually, if we talk Botafogo and previous predictions and results, and we do not like to blow our own trumpet on this episode, but it was 1-1 at Vasco da Gama, which we predicted. And we predicted
as 1-1.
As 1-1, yeah. And we predicted them to beat Bragantino 2-1 at home, and they beat them 2-1 in that beautiful last home game. Now, against Mineiro, Mineiro's not they've not looked great of late. They did have a win at Internacional, but apart from that, just one win in six for Mineiro going into this game. It's going to be very, very tricky away game for them, because as we know, Botafogo sitting at the top of the table and looking very good, especially at home.
Yeah, and you know, looking at trends in this game, if you see the Botafogo last six games, which is what we're looking at here, every single one of the games has been either 2-1 or 1-1. And also, so therefore, both teams have scored. If you look at the Atletico Mineiro games, the last five games, both teams have scored. There was the 1-6 game ago where it actually was 4-0 to Palmeiras, which is a bit of a freak one. Yeah, so we are thinking here that both teams' score is looking good, and that's reflected in our prediction. We've gone for a 2-1, haven't we?
Yes, we're going with a narrow home win for Botafogo. It's not going to be an easy one. Atletico Mineiro, they do travel well. They're actually not a bad away side, but Botafogo just looks like a strong team at the moment. Had some good results of late.
Yeah, second in the league.
And second in the league, yeah. So a 2-1 home win for Botafogo is what we're going for.
Yeah, they should be able to pull off. We think they've only lost one game at home all season. And they've drawn one there. They've won the other four. But overall, they're pretty good, aren't they? But the result there, we think Botafogo will take it. If you did go for a 2-1 correct score, you can get 9 in the odds. I think that's pretty good.
That sounds really good.
Then again, correct scores are tough. If you're looking for something a bit safer, we think the one to look for here is a both teams to score, as we kind of alluded to. And you can get 1.91 for that. Not too shabby. I think that's a pretty good bet. Well, if you're going to watch any of these matches on Bet365, as we've been talking about, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. And, of course, 18+, gambleaware.org. And make use of that bonus code, FP365, if you're a new customer.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll find links to the fixtures we just covered. Or you can just visit footballpredictions.net, and that's where you can also find the online sources to see the games from the location via vibe streaming, live streaming, and TV channels. Our predictions for different betting markets, as well as the latest offers, team news, and odds.
If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast place and are able to give us a like, we'd really appreciate it. We go out on YouTube as well, so you can easily, as they say, smash a like. I hate that expression. On that one, in case you didn't know, we record these football podcasts for other competitions as well as Brazil Serie A, and you can hear them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you usually source your favourite podcasts. And that's all. Thank you for joining us yet again. It's been a long one, and for now it's...
Adios.
Bye now. I